Then he was in the smoke, blind, tracers snapping past like supercharged fireflies, and he fell, straight on top of another Mog. He came down hard into the trench, and the Junker Mog disappeared under the water as his weight bore down upon it. Kinney opened up at point-blank range, rounds and casing kicking up some brown spume that splashed wildly. The flat report banged loudly as rapid fire chewed through shoddily fashioned armor and pulped the driver inside. The guns suddenly went silent, barrels steaming as water splashed against them, and Kinney's autoloaders whined on empty as he snarled, pushing himself from his kill. Dismounts, chest high in the murk, fired rifles at him ineffectually, faces contorted in screams that were lost to the gunfire. They couldn't move fast enough in the brown liquid, and Kinney ground forward, punching out, using his weapons barrels as improvised spears. The first two men were pole-axed off their feet, rib cages shattered despite body armor, and clattered into another of their number. Kinney didn't stop, and rifle rounds spattered from his armored hide, deforming and falling away as he strode on. He crushed the spluttering men under metal-shod feet, and continued to lash out in short punches, mashing flesh and breaking bones with every strike. Up ahead, Kronig fired a 25mm AP round into a Mog at point-blank range, obliterating the upper glacis of its cockpit and the upper torso of the driver inside. His gun clicked empty, so Kronig swung it vertical into the stowed position and grasped the dead Mog in an armored gauntlet. Being a full foot taller than a Mog, D-99 had little trouble lifting the enemy machine from its feet. Kronig advanced like a legionnaire from Legend, hunched under a punishing fusillade behind his makeshift shield. He fired his single MG at another pair of enemy drivers, one of whom had extended his legs to shoot over his comrade's head. The 8mm gun had little effect and clattered empty after a short burst, but it had got Kronig close, and he rammed his shoulder forward, battering the lead Mog back. He dropped his shattered shield and allowed it to sink into the waterlogged floor of the trench, simultaneously firing a single rocket from his shoulder-mounted launcher. The HE round exploded, engulfing both machines in a short-lived ball of orange flame, but the force was directed at the enemy machine, which cannoned back into its brother, knocking him off his feet. Seemingly out of ammo, Kronig emergency ejected, launching his body from the machine. Kinney stopped, staring open-mouthed at the insanity, as Kronig landed like a long jumper, skidding hard before he clambered across the destroyed Mogs, carbine in hand. He paused to mow down an infantryman that appeared with a short burst, before leaping onto the last machine that lay partially obscured by water, pinned by its fallen buddy. The driver fired wildly, twin MGs spraying into the air, but Kronig was well inside his arcs and remained unharmed as he found footing on the machine's carapace. "He's going to be deaf if he survives that," Kinney thought as Kronig ducked down, his face set in grim determination, upper body vanishing under the water. The enemy Mog's cockpit opened as Kronig reappeared, stepping back to avoid getting knocked into the water. "He's pulled the release cable." Sergeant Kronig calmly shot the enemy Mog driver in the face, then hurriedly returned to his own machine, balancing precariously on the wreckages of three leg units as he went. "My flank is clear,"